Our scripture today is Acts 2, 1 through 4. And what I would like for you to do is I would like for you to close your eyes and imagine being in that room. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Amen.
Thanks, Debbie. Ah, that's better. Happy birthday, church. It is your 1,985th birthday, give or take. Give or take. The birth of the church, as with any birth, was accompanied by great pain and great joy. The pain of the cross and the joy of the resurrection were so close together, and yet the pain of the cross seemed like it was the end to his followers, did it not? What could possibly happen after that? And then the resurrection, and Jesus, time and time again, he was seen by his disciples. Sometimes they didn't trust their own senses until they had actually touched him and held him. We are all a doubting Thomas of one level or another, are we not? The last words of Jesus to his disciples: go and wait. Go and wait. And then you will receive instructions and you shall become my witnesses to all of the world. Wait for how long? 10 days. 10 days. Can you imagine? There were probably more than 100 disciples in that one place, gathered in one place. And they would say, Peter, how long must we wait? We'll know when it's time. What should we do? And so what did they do to fill up the time? They had a board meeting. The first church, even before its birthday, had a board meeting. And what did they do? Somebody tell me what they did at that first board meeting of the church. There are extra points if you get this one. They prayed. Oh, yeah, but that's the easy. What else did they do? What else did they do? They replaced, yes, they replaced. Fell upon Matthias. Wait how long? Jesus didn't say. Receive God's power. How was that going to work? Witness to God's love and power beginning in Jerusalem and continuing to the ends of the earth. And here we are at the ends of the earth. You and I, somehow we are inheritors of that first Pentecost moment. We really are. Celebrating another birthday together.
The key word here is we're celebrating it together because birthdays, as the kids say, are meant to be celebrated in fun and with people that you love and with people who bring you cake and with people who maybe even feed you pizza. Fellowship and celebration. Birthdays are also a time for remembering, are they not? Can you imagine what was going through those disciples' minds at that first Pentecost event when they were thinking back over it had only been 3 short years, and yet the world had literally changed. As we celebrate the birthday of the church day, what do you think of when you think about celebrating a church's birthday? What do you remember in the church that is most memorable to you in your past, in your development? What's been important to you in the church? Baptism. Yes. Yes, and we as disciples, we see that as a symbol, an outward symbol of an inward change. I remember I wasn't baptized until I was an adult. How about you? Were you baptized as a child, as a youngster in the church? Where did that baptism take place, somebody? Katie. Oh, my. Katie. Yeah, Margaret. Oh, a creek in East Texas. Some of my most memorable baptisms. I was at the church in Eastland, Texas, and we used to go out to the river and Lake Leon and the Leon River, and we would baptize in the river. Yeah, I've told you about my baptism, the football player I baptized in at Taylor Lake. Did I tell you that story? He was a big boy. His name was Robert. He was about 6'4", and he weighed about 275 pounds. And it was very cold. And we were still in the double wide at Taylor Lake. And the baptismal, and this was a March baptism in a double wide without heat, much heat. And the baptismal had a heater, but it didn't work very well. And so as I went down into the water, of course, I had on my waders up to here, so the water wasn't terribly cold to me. And I looked up to Robert, and he stuck his toe in the water, and he shook his head no. And so I grabbed Robert, all 6'3" or 6'4" and 270 pounds, and I led him into the water, and he was just shaking from head to foot. And we had practiced this baptism on dry land where he would put 1 foot back and lean back on me, and I would lower him very gracefully into the water and he would be baptized. And as he proceeded to lean back, he forgot to put his back foot out. So when I leaned Robert back, both feet came out from under him. And here is Robert, all 6'3" of him, with his bare feet sticking out of the water. And he's on the bottom. I have to go under the water to get him up. So I was able to pull. And as I'm pulling him up, I'm saying, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Robert, I baptize thee. That church will never, ever forget that baptism. No, I don't think I saved his life. I sure got him out at the bottom of that baptism. But that one is remembered. But we all remember that moment that we made that decision for Christ. It's a time. No, oh, sorry. No, because I wasn't sure I could get him up off the bottom. I hadn't. But there are certain memories that we cherish in this place, are there not? Someone else, give me another good memory that you have of being here. Judy. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've taken many a class to the TCU summer. Anyone else with a church memory that you would... Married in a little wooden church downtown in Houston. Oh, you got married in the first, and that was way back before the one where the Dunkin' Donuts is, in the very first of the disciples' congregations here. Oh, wow. 62 years ago. Wow. Anyone else with a memory? Not only do birthdays, do we remember things. Birthdays, I don't know about you, but for me, birthdays are a time of taking stock. You know what I mean? Kind of seeing where you are and how you're doing. For me, you know, the older I get, and this is a good thing. The older I get, I cherish it more because I am that much, I'm farther from middle age. Do you know what I mean? And so it's a gift. It's a gift. So where, if today is our birthday here and we take stock, what would be the first thing you would say about where we are right now as a church family? A good place? Yeah. And we're standing on the edge. Yeah. You know, the symbol, what is it, the Chinese symbol? Opportunity is danger and opportunity, and that means the crisis point you're on, that it's dangerous, but there's opportunity. And we are at that point. I did meet with Glenn Wilkerson this past week, and I told you how truly blessed we are to have Glenn and Bill Bross. We have a, I will tell you this, Glenn does not think small. We are putting together a position paper that we're taking to Indianapolis to the General Church and then, and the people that we know there, and we are going to get their blessing on it, and then we're taking it to the Lilly Foundation of how can we receive a grant that will say, where are the disciples going and how do we get there? And it is going to be an exciting time. Within this fall period, I see us being able to put that position paper together. And then Bill Bross will be guiding our family through the time of evaluation and planning and visioning and where do we want to see FCC go and how do we want to approach our community in the future. I am so excited about that. I can hardly stand it. Birthdays are mostly, though, I think about giving thanks. Aren't they really? I mean, it's a thankful time. I hope you are as thankful to be here as we are. But we are in such a good, put a while ago, in a good place here. And I don't even like to use the word potential because it has to do with what's not yet, but the potential from what we have into what we will become is literally unlimited. Do you think the followers of Jesus in that upper room, those first followers who were huddled in the upper room and they had their board meeting and they elected, and do you think they had an inkling about what would follow? You know, it should have been a clue, though, when the wind started blowing. You remember the word for God's breath, somebody? Ruach, yes. And that's what they experienced that day. They experienced literally the breath of God blowing through there and tongues of flame. What does flame do? It purifies, yes, it purifies. And then they began speaking, and the word that was used was not glossolalia, which was for speaking in ecstatic tongues. They were speaking in tongues so that when Peter preached, everyone would understand in their own language, everyone in Jerusalem. They were blessed with God's breath, the fire of God's purification, and the wisdom of God's speech that day. You think they had an inkling what would happen over the next 2,000 years? I don't think so. You know, we have not, as a church, we have not always kept faith with that faith, have we? You know, there's some repentance to be had. But repentance leads to new life and new opportunity. Over the centuries, at times, the church has let pride and greed take over. And those examples are too many to bring up. And yet, God has not given up on us, because God created us out of the overflow of God's love. And each new generation, and when I say new generation, I mean that's us. I mean, each new generation is given the opportunity to help bring new life into the church through the gifts that you and I have been given. It is now our turn. Amen.